KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right. You've tuned in to ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. Had a great time visiting with David Jones, the president of the board at Cape New Mexico. If you missed any part of that interview or any of the segments you hear on ABQ Connect, remember, after a day or two, we've got them archived on the website at abqconnect.online. A great resource to, when you hear someone, you want to maybe share that information. It's downloadable. You can stream it from the site. Just some great resources there for you. Go back and listen to some of the previous interviews on ABQ Connect. And by the way, if you're listening and maybe you have a nonprofit organization that you think is perfect for the KLYT listener to hear about, email the details to contact@abqconnect.online. And then hopefully we can get you in studio and help be a megaphone for what you're doing in the community. That's what we've tried to do with our next guest. Scott Tom is in studio from Cross Fellowship. And Scott, not only did we do that on occasion having you in to interview, but a lot of folks will remember you from the radio show.
Yep, No Other Doctrine so many years ago, and you were first co-host with that. I was just talking to somebody in the foyer here that they were like, oh, yeah, I've only been here since about 4 years. And somebody goes, oh, you didn't hear No Other Doctrine? And so I was like, I gave him the history and I was saying, hey, yeah, Steve was on there. He kind of, helped me right through, helped me get my wings. And
oh, you're a pro.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not starting off. That was a bit.
Yeah, you did great. You did great. Now, how long ago was that?
Oh, geez. We were on for 12 years answering Bible questions on that. So I've been about 7 years off the radio.
Okay.
For that. So.
Wow. We're coming up on a 20-year relationship here, buddy.
Oh, man.
Kids are all grown.
Yeah. Yeah. We were 13 and 14 when we started this.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. God started using us early. Yep. Well, it's great to catch up with you. So what's been happening at Cross Fellowship recently?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple things coming up. And the thing that's been on my heart here lately, because from pandemic and on, we've just seen a tremendous stress on people, right? But especially marriages. And so we're doing a marriage conference coming up October 15th. So for those people out there, you're being stressed in marriage, you're going through things. Maybe if you're not married and you're thinking about getting married, and even singles, we're allowing singles to sign up. Pone atención. Pay attention to this, because it's only $20 and it's October 15th. It's going to be from 9 to about 3:30. There's not childcare. But I'm going to tell you, since I've been pastoring 34 years and counseling all these years, I picked out the five most important subjects of how I help marriages get back together. And we've got some of the teachers who are excellent in those areas.
Well, let me say something real quick about, you mentioned $20 and no babysitting.
Yep.
In our last segment, we were talking about the small cost for watching segments of previous conferences for homeschooling, and what an investment it is.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're talking about. Come on. We can all think of places where we're like, I should not have spent that there. That was not a good stewardship thing to do. $20, what a great investment to participate in this. And then you add on the cost of, maybe you got a guy or gal that'll babysit, but that investment as well, it all goes towards the marriage.
And that's one of the most invaluable things we have, right? And we're going to have so much fun. It's not, we're going to come gloom and doom, and we are going to have so many funs. There's going to be games, gifts, icebreakers. I'm going to let my hair down a little bit.
Are you
bit.
Doing the newlywed game?
No.
Or the oldlywed game?
The oldlywed game. Sometimes those backfire on you, but yeah, all kinds of, we're just going to have fun. It's going to be encouraging.
And I want to say this several times. Mm-hmm. What's the date?
It's October 15th. So it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Right. You can sign up at crossfellowship.org. Just go to the event page, crossfellowship.org. And on the event page there, you can, on the front, it shows you a little two hearts connecting. That's where you sign up and reserve your spot. And so
that's a Saturday. Is that an all day event?
It's a Saturday, about 6 hours. So okay. 9 to 3.
Okay.
To 3:30, right around there.
You can sleep in.
You can sleep in and
get there by 9.
You do your own lunch.
Yeah.
Because $20, we're not going to provide you lunch and everything too. But do your own lunch. There's going to be worship, great speakers, but just a lot of fun. I'm going to have a lot of giveaways. There's going to be books on marriage. There's going to be gift cards and things like that, just so we can. Man, it's a time to restore. It's a time to rebuild. If you've lost hope in your marriage, or you're saying, hey, we're struggling, or we're going backwards in this thing, or we just want to solidify what we have, man, you got to come to this event. Just make time.
Okay. And again, that's Saturday, October 15th at Cross Fellowship on Edith?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have all the help you need? Is there anything that maybe people listening that want to volunteer in some way to help out? Is there anything they can do?
Well, we're always open to volunteers. Our church is covering this, basically, right? So this is mostly an outreach and covering the cost, because just our advertising and everything is, you know, we're spending 4.5 times more than what we're bringing in. That's not the point.
Yeah.
The point is to get hope back into a marriage. Give you keys, right? So how do I overcome hurt? How do I forgive when I'm hurting? How do I control my temper, right? How do I now speak lovingly? How do I rekindle, not just to do the right things, but how do I rekindle a love? And when you say, oh, I fell out of love. No, you make small choices not to love. You can make choices to love and to restore a marriage. If hearts are there, well, what if my spouse doesn't want to? Hey, forget what the spouse and everything. You do what God's called you to do and watch God work on the other hand, right?
And as people are listening, and maybe some of those are hitting close to home, if you do, maybe you've got a question about marriage. The phone line's open to you. I've got an expert in studio to answer questions about marriage. Scott Tom from Cross Fellowship. We will take your calls at 338-5790. That's area 505-338-5790. Put you live on the radio. That's what you gave out, that phone number. Plenty, didn't you?
Phone number
and actually, text if you want. You can do that at 505-585-5790. Live, 585 live is 5483 for the live, 505-585-5483. If you've got any questions about marriage or of the marriage conference in general that we've been talking about with Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship. Scott, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, there's other things going on at Cross Fellowship that we want to make sure that our audience knows about. Can you do that?
Amen.
All right, we'll be back right after this on ABQ Connect.
As you listen to The Light on KLYT, remember, it's the support given by businesses like Dom Garcia Realty that make this programming possible. We'd like to thank Dom Garcia Realty for supporting Reaching New Mexico with world-class Bible teaching. Dom Garcia Realty supports KLYT and hopes you will too. Thanks, Dom Garcia Realty, a full-service brokerage assisting buyers and sellers, commercial and residential property management. Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
Atrial septal defect. It's a serious medical condition, meaning you have a hole in your heart. Billy Graham says, spiritually speaking, we all have that condition.
There is a hole in our heart that only God can fill.
A condition that has been revealed for centuries.
Pascal, the great 17th century scientist and philosopher, stated, "In every human heart is a God-shaped vacuum that only God can fill."
Actually, it goes back even further than that. In fact, it was God's idea to create us with a need for Him.
Put God first, and everything else will fall into place.
And when you surrender your life to Him, He will direct your steps. Learn how to fill that God-sized hole by beginning a relationship with the one who created you and wants you to know Him. Learn more at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net.
We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect. And yeah, I want to thank Abby, our engineer, typically, because Abby has trained up Jared, and I want to shout out to Jared, is handling the controls today, doing a great job. Jared, thanks so much for making us sound better than we really are. That's
yep.
All right, in studio with us is Scott Tom. Scott is the senior pastor at Cross Fellowship here in Albuquerque on Edith. And actually, the website for the church, Scott?
It's crossfellowship.org.
And resources are still available there. You know, years ago, do you still have any of the old No Other Doctrine shows that you can get to? Or
They've been turned into podcasts. Uh-huh. So you can find us on any podcast app that's out there, Spotify or Google or Podcast Republic or any of those type of things.
There's a lot of great information there.
Oh, we've got 12 years of shows, right? So yeah. 600 some odd shows or more, something like that.
A lot of FAQ, frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great information. Well, I'd encourage folks to go check it out.
Do another one. If you're ministry minded, I have another one called Leadership from the Cross.
Okay.
And that has 50 or 60 podcasts on there. And that actually almost exceeds the downloads on No Other Doctrine.
Very good. Yeah. Now, is that, can you get to that through Cross Fellowship?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Want to make sure those resources are available because you're not here all the time and people, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Let's get people doing the downloads. Okay. So we talked about the marriage conference coming up on October 15th. That's a Saturday at Cross Fellowship. Still time to register. It's only $20. No child care provided. But as Scott already mentioned, there'll be a variety of topics to cover, including the one you need to hear about. And as a matter of fact, if you want to touch on that topic, you can call us today, right now, at 505-338-5790. Interrupt our conversation about the craft show that's coming up.
Yeah, and right before Christmas, this is the ladies' ministry putting on this craft show November 12th at the church as well. So it'll be, the vast majority of it will be indoors. And so we'll use our main sanctuary and some of our classrooms to set up for that. But you could be a vendor. We're still taking. We still have some openings for vendors.
Okay,
and that's only $20.
Yeah,
and so half of that we're giving away. I think it's going to a specified charity that the ladies of ministry have picked out.
Okay,
so we're not making anything on this. It's
right.
Just fun for the ladies. So come. That's November 12th, and so that'll be a Saturday, and that's going to be from 9 to 3 as well. And you can sign up online or email us, whatever, if you need more information about being a vendor. But then we're looking for people just to show up and, you know, check these things out.
So there's still 5 weeks to prepare for the craft show, November 12th.
Oh, yeah.
November 12th is 6 weeks before Christmas. So there'll be no excuse for you not to have a gift picked out because you can find something there. At the, you know, those craft shows have something for almost anyone.
They do. And I'll tell you what, man, some of these ladies have really turned up the creativity and the professionalism on these crafts. And I've, you know, we were looking at some candles from the Magnolia collection, you know, the Chip and Joanna Gaines thing. And I saw one candle set there that I'm like, oh, this beats theirs hands down. I mean, it's amazing, some of these ladies. So, because we've already seen previewed some of the stuff that's in there, and that's been cool.
Yeah, always fun. November 12th, the craft show at Cross Christian Fellowship. I'm going to keep mentioning these because eventually you're going to get a pen and write this stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
The other is the marriage conference, October 15th. Is November 12th a Saturday as well?
It is.
Okay. And then one of the things, Scott, you've done for years is raise up men to be leaders in the church.
Yeah, our shepherd school. Excuse me. Our shepherd school, we've got online, but I like to take 20 to 50 men at a time for 2 years and mentor them. So this is an extraordinarily different type of school that you get basically 3.25 years of seminary in 2 years, but the emphasis is on character. We see dramatic changes in these men as they grow intellectually, but mainly in their character, right? They get all kinds of knowledge. You can get knowledge anywhere now. But if you ever want somebody who just sits down and goes with you through the things of life, help you overcome, help you be a better husband, help you reach your goals in ministry, that's what we do. And so we, up until the, you know, pandemic, we were planting a church about every 11 months. And so, and it's mainly because of this. And we have about 18 pastors out there and guys, even at the Calvaries around here who came through our school that are now pastoring or in ministry leadership and Baptist churches and all kinds of churches. So it's a powerful, powerful tool that's $100 a month. And so in the fall, we are going to start our new class, right? So you can start online.
Fall of 2023.
Fall of 2023.
Plenty of time to still plan for this.
Yeah. So, and you have to go through a little interview. We don't accept everybody because I'm pouring 2 years of my life into the person. I wrote a book on this called Discipleship on Fire.
Uh-huh.
You can get that on Amazon. It's how to disciple anybody, step-by-step process. And so that's what we're doing. We just take that time and it isn't just, hey, you learn, but there's a lot of discussion in class. It is so fun. These guys, I'm not getting any younger. These guys keep me till 11:30, 12 at night. The latest has been 1:30 in the morning, asking questions and talking about the things of the Lord. But it's so exciting.
Yeah.
When you do that. And
it's
so
exciting to them. And I'm sure it's or more exciting for you to see that.
I'm tired when I go home, but I'm flying, you know, not driving, flying, but
yeah, you get done at 1:30 the latest, and then you're not asleep until like 3:30 because you're
adrenaline is still going and stuff like that. But no one's allowed to break that record now. I call it at about 11:30, and so
that's great.
It's so much fun.
Okay, so I don't know how easy it would be for you to do this. Describe the guy you're looking for. You kind of did, but...
Yeah, let's talk about that, right? So it has to be a person with an open heart.
Okay.
Right? Who not just wants to learn, they want life change.
Uh-huh.
Because in Scripture, it talks about the qualifications for somebody in ministry, but not just ministry. If you're leading at work, if you're leading at home, and if you're a father at home, you're also a shepherd, right?
Right.
So... All the qualifications except for one, which is able to teach, all have to do with character, right? Are you an angry person or a protagonist, right? Are you belligerent to people? Do you have some self-control? Are you given over to wine? Are you given over to money? Are you greedy? These type of things. Hey, are you faithful? Faithful to one woman, right? Do you have some steadfastness? I'm not looking for those guys. I'm looking for guys who want that.
Okay.
Right? I'm looking for guys who, hey, we've got this first time ever we have a 16-year-old. I've never allowed a high school student before, but this is an extraordinary student we're teaching. We've had guys who are homeless who were able to come in and they got a sponsorship, right? And it's a very low, right now the guys are paying $99 a month. It's extremely low. And this guy, he came in, got off the street, was in a homeless shelter, began teaching Bible studies in a homeless shelter, began working there, then began to oversee a unit. Then he began running part of the thing. Then he got hired by the city. Then he's got a house, he's got a car, he's got a wife, all in 2 years by the time. And each step of the way is because, wow, there was something different about you. It was about this, we saw this dramatic change in character of who you were. And he said, dude, that's just this shepherd school thing I'm going through. I've never heard it taught that way. I've never heard about a character gap. I've never known how do you go from a zero, you know, up until like a level 9 or level 10. You're never going to be perfect, but how do you close that gap on places where you're disappointed in yourself? And once you have that, wow, just think about the knowledge that's added with it. Apologetics, we deal with systematic theology, bibliology, angiology. We study anything from what's going on in the world to how to do... Actually, how to confront, you know, literally, I talk about exorcisms and demon possession. We deal with all the things that I've had to deal with over the years. What does old Scott need that what does old Scott have that young Scott really needed back then, right? Mm-hmm. That's what the school is. All the good stuff, none of the fluff.
Okay, and if someone tuned in kind of midway through that and they missed the information about how to find out more, where would they do that?
Yeah, it's the same website, crossfellowship.org, and you can go to our Bible college page. There is a link there, too. We have a specific page for that called ccfcollege.com, not to get everybody confused on all the websites, but...
Well, is there a link to that?
It's a link right off of there, okay. But it's an excellent site that walks you through. It's got audio, it's got video, it's got all the stuff. So we've got a number of pastors around the country who are going through it, but you really benefit from the mentorship side, from showing up in class.
So whether it's the school or the podcast we mentioned, crossfellowship.org, if you go there, you'll find connections to any of those through that website.
It's all there?
Yeah. Okay, so... Scott Tom is in studio with us. He's the senior pastor at Cross Fellowship here in Albuquerque. And Scott came in primarily to talk about the marriage conference that's coming up October 15th. If you missed that in our first segment, registration is available at crossfellowship.org. Also mentioned the craft show happening November 12th. That's another Saturday. Still looking for vendors. And, you know, both of us kind of said ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
There's some pretty crafty guys out there. No pun intended.
No pun intended, yeah.
But November 12th, and that's only $20.
And that's only $20. You can come for free, right? You get a booth.
Right.
Only $20. And right. We'll supply you with one table, and you got to bring your other accessories.
Right. And again, crossfellowship.org for information on that. And the Shepherd School that we just walked through. Now, with the little bit of time that we have left, we probably have like a couple minutes left. Scott, let's touch on maybe some of the stuff coming out of the pandemic, or just in general that we generally see in marriage, and why it's so important for refresher things or first time things like a marriage conference.
Yeah. Well, what happens is, you know, we went through that and there was all kinds of stressors during that time, right? There's economic stressors, there was family stressors, political stressors, and all these things begin to add up. And what happens is it took its toll on marriages, not every marriage, but many of the marriages were stressed. And so it became leaky. Things that were overlooked, things that were given grace, were no longer given grace. And so people were, because they were stressed, they didn't act properly towards one another. And when we talked about, you know, falling out of love, you and I talked about this. Love isn't that pitter-patter of the heart so much. That's part of it. That's the fun part. The fun part is because someone else is sacrificially giving to the benefit of another. That's what love is. And once you get away from that, then, and that's what happens under the stressors, then you're saying, well, we're no longer in love. No, you're no longer acting loving towards one another. That gives you that pitter patter, right? So what we've got to do is restore that. And that's the very first thing I'm going to teach on that is, how do you restore that? How do you get back to the place of overcoming all these hurts, holding someone accountable though, and how do you get from A to back to B?
And can you restore that, Scott, or is that something the Spirit's got to do?
It's and in both, right? Yeah. So it's cooperating with the Spirit. If you humbly walk before the Lord, He can make even your enemies to be friends with you. How much more your spouse, right? So, but it takes a cooperative heart.
Okay. Well, listen, the marriage conference is coming up at Cross Fellowship with Scott Tom on October 15th. Their craft show is going to be October 15th for the marriage conference. November 12th for the craft show, Shepherd School in fall of 2023, and the podcasts that we mentioned. All that information is on the website at crossfellowship.org. And listen, Scott, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for being the professional. You always are, because I came about the marriage conference, and look at all this other stuff you drug out of me. What a professional.
Well, we hope it's a benefit to our listeners and to Cross Fellowship. Scott, brother, it's good to see you. All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.